Good evening. So we've been talking in the Sefer Mesillas Yesharim about the different midos, and the midah that the Mesillas Yesharim talks about first is the midah of Zehirus, being a person who is translated as watchful, a person who is careful, thoughtful about the Avodas Hashem. So one of the points that the Ramchal made already was that part of the way of being a person who is a Zahir is to do a Cheshbon HaNefesh, be a person who takes the time to consider, how's my Avodas Hashem doing? Once a week, once a month, every day, whatever you want, but every once in a while just to sit and to contemplate. And to consider that itself is a way for a person to become a Zahir. If you want to be careful and thoughtful about what you're doing in anything, so being a person who takes moments, a couple of minutes a day, a couple of minutes at the end of the week, and think about how was my week, how did I do great, and how can I do better, how did I do not so great, and how can I fix that? That is a wonderful way to be a Zahir. But one of the questions that he asked is, well, what is the way of being a person who even wants to do that? How do I, you know, strengthen myself in this midah of Zehirus? And he points out that the answer is very simple. Not necessarily, some of the things that are simple are not so easy, but are simple, and it's stated simply in the Mishnah itself. The Brisa that we talked about of Rav Pinchas ben Yair, what does it say? Torah mevia lidei Zehirus. That learning Torah brings a person to Zehirus. What does it mean that learning Torah brings a person to Zehirus? So he says, in a very simple way, what does it mean? It means, how does a person find this direction? A person learns Torah. A person spends time each day learning. So what's going to happen? It grounds a person. It puts a person in a position where they're thinking in a different way. You know, we talk about what are the questions they ask a person to get the Shemayim. So the question they're going to ask you is, Kavata itim l'Torah. Did you set times to learn? So that's true in terms of the value of, if I don't learn, I don't know what to do. Right? If I don't learn, there's a certain value in Talmud Torah by itself. But at the same time, besides both of those pieces, there's a value in Talmud Torah just in terms of grounding, just in terms of focus, in terms of what it matters in my life and what doesn't matter so much in my life. And when I spend time, even a few minutes a day, with learning, it just changes your day. We talk about this, you know, in terms of coming to Minyan, right? The person who learned davens every day. You come to Shacharis in the morning, the Chamarav in the evening. It's a grounding for a person, right? Forgetting the dinim and the halachos surrounding it, but it's just grounding. And learning is the same thing. It creates this opportunity to ground ourselves and know what we want to be and who we want to be. It's not surprising that when the Torah tells us that they start to head down to Mitzrayim, this week's Parsha. So what do they do? They send Yehuda ahead. Why do they send Yehuda ahead? Lahoros, right? To set up what? So Chazal say a base medrash. Because you can't have a community without a base medrash. Without learning, you don't have anything in Yiddishkeit. Just like you need a mikvah, and just you need a kasherus, and you need learning. You need base medrash. And that was the first thing they set up. And it's true, we say it in the davening as well. After we say Atachonim, what do we say? Hashiveinu avinu sarasecha v'karvinu makim lavarasecha. Hashiveinu avinu is about what? It's about tshuva. It's not a tefillah for learning. But what do we say? First we say Hashiveinu avinu sarasecha, bring me close to Torah. And then we say v'karvinu makim lavarasecha, bring me close to your Avodas Hashem. Why does the Torah come first? So the terrace that many of the Farshim give is exactly the same point. That when a person sets time to learn, that is a method of bringing me close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a method of grounding me and focusing me on the things that matter. So the Mesillas Yesharim makes this point. Someone said to me before we're davening, the Ramchal says that everything I tell you is obvious, right? I'm just giving you reminders. And of course, it's an obvious thing to us. We know it. Any person spends time with the Chavrusa, spends time in the Shir, and you walk out, you feel more grounded. You feel more focused. You feel like, right. This is what matters to me. These are the things I'm going to go out into the world, and I'm going to live my life in a different way. And that's exactly what the Ramchal says. We want to be a watchful person, a person who's a Zahir, a person who takes my Avodas Hashem, my connection to Ribono Shel Olam. Seriously, the first step is to consider, how much learning am I doing? Am I making time every day to learn, even a few minutes? A few minutes in the morning, a few minutes at night. More than that's obviously great. But am I spending kivias? Am I making time to learn every day? Because if I do that, then I set myself on the path to continuing to grow in my Avodas Hashem.